better sign up for the bachelor auction. We'd make a fortune on you alone.
Who'd bid on me?
Loads of girls. And guys, if you were out of the biggest, longest walk-in closet in the world. It's a progress report on Zane.
Well, you got us talking, but only about math.
Math ruse was really only supposed to be a temporary solution. Come on, step up, QB.
I'm trying.
You're not trying hard enough if you want to get back together.
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Mm-mm. The present is a gift. Go. Give him your gift. Flirt with him.
Grab a Mathis coffee later?
Don't waste any time, do you?
The present's a gift.
Someone's been talking to Anya.
My treat. You can have any mocha caramel combination in the largest size you can imagine.
Riley Stavros is offering to pay. How could I possibly say no?
How could I possibly say no?
Say drama class, buddy. Tone it down.
Why, Owen? Does it make you uncomfortable? Hiding something?
Yeah, I'm so into you. Get your clean practice shirts here, ladies. Oh, what's this? Seems like a red sock must have stuck in the wash. The shirt! It's making me totally gay. I must cut it off before it wins.
Someone's becoming fabulous. What, it was a joke?
Then why isn't it funny? So much to try.
Hey, come on, we're kidding.
Great work on the poems, everyone. Lots of lovely ballads.
A minus, really?
Should have taken my notes.
And risk having my poetry sound like rejected Alexis on Fire lyrics? No, thank you.
Ouch, lady, you're hitting me where I live.
Let's all calm down, shall we?
Okay, gentle people. For our next assignment, we will be filming modernized scenes from Shakespeare. I want you to break into groups of three and then send a liaison to the front to pick up your film package.
Okay, don't worry about it. I got this one.
Okay, can we talk about the elephant in the room? He wants to. I want to. We just need to take the next step. It's slowly driving me insane.
That makes two of us.
It's like we're playing romantic Russian roulette and we keep shooting blanks. It needs to become real.
Then make a move already.
It's not that simple. It's like we need the right setting.
Hey guys, check it out. We get to act out Romeo and Juliet. Cool as that.
Keep up with your Marxist-Leninist readings, people.
Speaking of keeping up, how's the Zane flirtation going?
I already messed it up.
What happened?
Stupid locker room jokes. I don't get why he's so sensitive.
Riley.
I had to joke with Owen to fit in. And Zane knows I'm not coming out till football season's over.
Well, maybe you could have dealt with it better.
For years, I've been dealing with it. Either with fists or with jokes. I think I chose the better option.
Whatever. You're still in the doghouse.
See? He doesn't want to talk.
Well, what do you expect? You're not making yourself a viable option. You're just... Okay, here. LGBT community roundtable, homophobia in our hallways. Tonight at 8 p.m.
Sounds intense.
Maybe you should go. Show them you're not like the other guys.
Hi, Anya.
Hi.
I was wondering maybe if you could add me to the bachelor auction list.
Yeah, sure, Wesley.
Are you crazy? I don't think so.
Why would you sign up for the bachelor auction?
Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, our cred skyrocketed since our Hot 3 tenor track went viral.
Yeah. Wes, that song got 50 hits, most of which were you.
Maybe Anya will bid on me. Is she here? She knows my name.
Wake up, man. Anya doesn't go for guys like you. Anya goes for guys like Drew. Look at him. He's got all the moves. Listen, man, I just don't want to see you get on that stage and, you know, Wes. Wesley!
Can't be that hard.
Are you even listening to me? Connor's being mauled by grizzlies.
I'll observe and learn, like Diane Fossey and her gorillas in the mist. It's perfect.
Observe, I think you mean stalk.
Oh, yeah. Good call, Dave. Thanks.
Oh, goodness.
So, obviously I'll play Juliet. Which one of you wants to be Romeo?
I will. On account that I'm pretty familiar with the material and all.
Yeah, what are you not the expert on?
Shall we rehearse?
Okay, so when Romeo finds Juliet pretending to be dead, he can't wait to start his new life with her.
And when it looks like she's really dead, he can't go on anymore, so he drinks the poison.
But then Juliet wakes up, finds Romeo dead, and kills herself.
I think that Romeo would require a few minutes before the poison kicked in.
You make a valid point. He does die pretty hastily. What if Juliet were to wake up and find him alive for a brief moment?
They could share a final kiss.
Yeah, I think that could work.
That's cute.
New clothes. Has someone got a date tonight?
Just hanging out with a friend, but who knows, maybe something could happen.
Riley.
No need to get excited, Ma.
She must be special. When do I get to meet her?
Could be a while. I spent a year screwing it up.
Oh, honey, I'm sure it's not so bad.
No, believe me, it is.
Let me tell you something. If you work hard enough, you'll get a second chance. Just make it count.
Ma? Thanks.
Anytime. Oh, one more thing. Go with the gray shirt. The other one's a bit zesty.
I will join you in the afterlife. Death come quickly, so I can be with her ASAP.
Romeo, you drank the poisonous high fructose cola beverage. No! Star-crossed, not for long. I will see you in the afterlife, Romeo. And cut.
Should we do another take?
I think we got it.
This he taken? Come here often?
If you're just here to make fun.
I'm not. I'm here because I want to, like, understand.
I'm glad you all made it. Tonight is about sharing hard times, good times, your encounters with homophobia, and how you think they've affected you. How many of us have had to deal with harmless gay jokes from our friends?
Even he said it. Harmless.
He's being facetious.
He's being what?
Anyone want to start? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Zane. I'm on the football team here, and sometimes guys make gay jokes in the locker room. Some of them directed at me, others not. I know they're joking, but it makes me feel different.
Like they're not part of the team.
Exactly. Usually I just let it go. But there's a guy on the team that's in the closet, and he joins in on the teasing, and for some reason, you know, that hurts the most.
Internalized homophobia, it's what happens when a person becomes convinced by friends or family or society that they're disgusting or wrong. These people often hate themselves, and consequently, they take it out on people who are like them.
I'm a homophobe.
It starts with each one of us in this room.
Only one that hurts me more than a little bit. More than all the ones before. I would always love you more.
Hey.
Hi.
You left quickly last night. You okay?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. It's just, it's something I needed to get out.
It's okay. I'm glad you did.
So you're done making gay jokes?
Yeah. And I'm done putting up with them. I didn't know how much it hurt you. And me.
One day I'll serenade Anya with a song so sweet, mayhap she think it'd be angels.
Bro, that is so gay. Hey. So gay? That's homophobic, man.
No, I just meant like it was lame.
Exactly. Makes it sound like it's bad to be gay.
I didn't think of it that way. Okay, look, it won't happen again. I promise.
Next time, try and lay off the shoving.
Just want to make things right.
Frankly, your test was a disaster, Mr. Torres.
Rough.
Is there anything I can do to bring up my grade? I suppose you could retake the test, maybe get a tutor.
I'll tutor you, Drew. I mean, I'll be your tutor.
Thanks, but Ali Bandari usually helps me with this stuff.
Well, I may not be as pretty as her, but you won't find a better tutor than me.
Wait, do you even know this stuff?
I love science. I larvae it. And like my uncle always says, with a little effort, you can do anything.
I am always saying that, aren't I?
All right. You got yourself a deal.
Cool.
Oh. Ouch.
Hey. Someone's happy today.
Oh, the sun is shining, the birds are singing. You were there. Eli and I finally took that next step.
It's official. I'm a third wheel.
Oh, pish posh, Adam. That's just silly. Morning, Eli. You all right?
Never better.
Once we're done editing tomorrow, Lestrada's showing at the Select. Fellini's finest. What do you think?
Good morning, my friends.
Do I smell or something?
No, you're good.
What happened?
I don't know.
A pH meter measures what?
The Kelvin scale.
So close. It measures the acidity of a substance. In chemistry, the prefix mega is equal to 10 to what power?
I know this,
The millionth. Almost. It's the sixth.
Okay, stop.
What are you doing?
What?
Are you making fun of me?
Okay.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I kind of signed up for the bachelor auction.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Wes.
No. I just figured if we hung out, I could learn to be cool like you and, well, someone might actually bid on me.
Who do you have in mind?
Anya.
You're in double arm casts. It's gonna take a little bit more than a pop collar, my friend.
Please, come on. I really need your help.
Okay, fine. I'll teach you everything I know if I get at least a B on tomorrow's test.
Okay, cool. Then let's get busy.
Laundry day?
My turn to wash the practice shirts.
Is that like a turn on or something? I'm just asking. So, how did it go, the whole homophobia thing with Zane?
Really good. The gay jokes in the locker room, they're not just jokes. They mess people up. Zane's put up with it all year. And I wish I could do something to stop it.
Well, you are team captain. Wait, my dad's favorite movie.
What?
Have you ever seen Spartacus?
Well, I'm Greek, it's required viewing.
Okay, there's that scene where the Roman soldiers are looking through hundreds of slaves for Spartacus. And to protect him, all the slaves get up and say, I'm Spartacus.
So the whole team's gonna say they're gay? You're dreaming.
But if you could get the team on board.
Then I can get the point across without having to come out. But remember how the movie ends? The soldiers couldn't find Spartacus, so they crucified everybody.
Come on, times have changed.
Hope you're right.
Right about now, one big upon Mons of Uncoop. Rock City on the beach, girl, fry. Live, laugh, and love life.
I've been lying to myself, hanging out without you, saying I'm all right with that to all my friends. But when I'm here alone, I can't stand the silence. Can you stop the rain for one day?
Late? You sticking around for seniors' pottery? Evening, ladies.
No, I was just finishing something. Actually, I'm a little stuck.
Oh, maybe I can help.
It's about the film project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble with the character's motivations. It seems like Juliet's being stupid. I mean, she takes this huge leap of faith on Romeo pretending to be dead.
Oh, teen love.
Exactly. He's an irresponsible teen boy, hot one day, cold the next. What if he changed his mind and bailed on the plan? She'd get burned. It doesn't make sense. How is she supposed to know how he really feels?
Well, Juliet knew deep down that Romeo loved her, and I guess she just had faith that things would work out. You know what their biggest problem was?
Lack of communication?
Yes. Ah, if only Romeo and Juliet had smartphones. Good night.
Night.
Listen up. Guys, I've got some news.
Ooh, pink shirt got you too, huh?
Not just me, it got everybody. Today, we're all wearing pink.
Oh, yeah, right. You trying to make us all flamers?
How do you think a gay person feels when you say that? The locker room is no longer a place for homophobia. No more comments, no more jokes. Clear?
I remember you joking, too.
I was being a bad captain. Now put it on unless you want to go shirts versus skins today. But I doubt you'll like those odds.
Mm-hmm.
reach everyone.
Thanks for returning my calls. Can we talk?
Well, thank you.
Well, it's happening, okay? The other day, that wasn't just a kiss for the film. There's something between us, Eli, and you know it.
You're wrong.
I'm not stupid, okay? Either you like me or you're a sociopath who likes to jerk people around and hurt them. And I know it's not the latter. Or is it?
I'm sorry I led you on.
Wow.
Spartacus, genius. Why didn't I think of that?
I may not be Einstein, but I have my moments.